Now,
the rest of the story. He arrived at the headquarters of General George Washington. December 1777 was introduced as His Excellency Lieutenant General Friedrich von Steuben, exalted officer in the service of the King of Prussia. He had come, he said, to aid the Americans in their revolution. The Continental Congress and General Washington agreed that what the disheveled, disorganized American troops needed most was the influence of an experienced Prussian general. And thus did Friedrich von Steuben become drill master of our Continental Army. Commissioned a United States Major General, he turned naive farmers and merchants into soldiers. He prepared the standard drill manual, which became the Bible of American forces for decades to come. He commanded a division which distinguished itself at Yorktown. And to this day, historians wonder whether freedom could have been won without him. But this is the rest of the story. Prior to Friedrich von Steuben's arrival in America, the Continental Congress had decided that no more foreign officers would be commissioned by our Continental Army. General George Washington already had more than he knew what to do with, and many in his service had aroused jealousy and discontent among the American officers. In fact, the only reason von Steuben was not immediately sent home was that he had made such a grand entrance, and he had such an impressive letter of recommendation. He had arrived in Portsmouth, impressively attended by a military secretary and an aide-de-camp. His Prussian general's uniform fairly sparkled. His dossier was the most glowing imaginable. And it was all fraud. All fraud. His staff, little more than actors. His uniform, only recently tailored. His references, lies. The highest rank he'd ever actually attained was half-pay captain in the Prussian Army. He'd had nothing whatsoever to do with the military, anywhere, for 14 years. And yet this incredible deception was not even von Steuben's idea. He had friends back in Paris, one in particular. A friend who believed that Friedrich von Steuben, despite his lack of credentials, was essential to the ultimate success of the American Revolution. Well, history has justified their faith in him. And by the way, that one friend in Paris, who was so particularly eager to deceive America for her own good, who was especially intent upon selling the Continental Army on an illustrious Prussian general who never was, that man never openly admitted his role in the conspiracy. He never had to, because his signature appears right at the bottom of von Steuben's letter of introduction and recommendation. History remembers that virtually single-handedly, Friedrich von Steuben transformed the awkward, uncoordinated, undisciplined soldiers of the American Revolution into an awesome fighting machine, and ultimately, a victorious one. And he received the opportunity in the first place because one man had a gut feeling and a gifted pen, and that man who sent us von Steuben was Ben Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.